The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to another episode of MD Radio. I'm your host, Sean Ray. It is February the 15th, and it is Monday. We are on the eve of one of bodybuilding's extraordinary master of ceremonies, contest promoter, and journalist's birthday. Tomorrow, February 16th, he shares the birthday with my mother and my mentor, John Brown. Let's bring on Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine. LT, what's happening?
Where's my gift card?
Well, I can't put enough candles on this damn cake.
You know what? Somebody called you the Jack Benny of bodybuilding years ago. Yeah. I want to disprove that moniker.
Let's hear it.
Send the money order.
Dude, you got $75 on your last birthday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was 12 months ago.
Yeah, it was 12 months ago, but, I got to say something.
I mean, what's up?
I gave you $75 because you turned 75. I'll get you $75.
Oh, that's cold, man.
LT, we're on the eve of the first pro show in Arizona where your boy, J.J. Marsh, former USA champion, lives and resides. A lot of talk going on with this contest. As a matter of fact, a few guys have their backs against the wall. Tony Freeman, I asked Jay Cutler, is this his contest to lose? And he said yes. What do you say?
Yes, I mean, there's no question if Tony Freeman comes on, he's a definite favorite. But as you know, Sean, Tony has not been spot on recently. At the Olympia, he was 15 pounds too heavy, fell all the way to eighth. Now, the Sacramento, you can't really count that because that was 6 weeks after the Olympia, and you're not expecting somebody to come in as good. But Tony needs to come in a little sharper. He's also 43 and a half, and as spectacular as he is, he's like fine wine. Somewhere along the line, the age factor. I mean, this show is almost a version of the Masters Olympia. We got four or five guys 40 and over.
Yeah, we do. Is that a sign of the times, Lonnie? Because it seems like, Tony Freeman, Troy Alves, Melvin Anthony, Stan Efferding, seems like the average is getting higher.
It's getting higher. Tony's at least 43 and a half. Troy's 43. Melvin's 40. Quincy Taylor is 40, and the White Rhino, Stan Efferding, is 42. Now, these guys are all still very good. I don't want to seem like I'm saying they're not good because they're that age. They are good. As a matter of fact, Troy Alves is the hometown favorite, and getting to compete in front of his hometown folks. And one thing I know for sure, I don't know if Tony's going to be spot on. If he is, I predict he wins the show. But I'll tell you people that'll be spot on, and I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah,
Troy Alves is one of them, Hidetada Yamagishi is another, and Liberace is going to play sweet music. Mike Liberatore, my bodybuilder of the year 2 years ago, is making his pro debut. I think this kid's going to come in and upset a lot of people.
Well, the irony of it is that Mike got his pro card, went very quiet, under radar, a la Evanson Tapani, and we know what he did a year ago at the New York Pro Championships. But let's get to another important, maybe even a controversial figure here, Melvin Anthony, a former top five Olympian and Atlantic City Pro Champion, as well as a New York Pro Champion. People are writing him off, may not even make the top five on paper. What do you have to say about Melvin?
Well, Melvin's one of my all-time favorite bodybuilders. As you know, I gave him the moniker Marvelous back in 1994, but you also were the first one to tell me you predicted he wouldn't make the top 10 in the Olympia last year, and he didn't.
Right.
He finished 11th. And from my contacts out in Arizona, they're telling me that Melvin, at least as far as a week or two ago, was way behind. I don't know if he can make up that much time. These guys are very good that he's going against. And he can't beat him now just on his shape alone. He's got to come, in prime-time condition.
What do you make of this guy from Germany? He's going to be coming on our show, the youngest IFBB professional at 23 years young, former junior world champion. We haven't had a guy 23 years old, I believe, since probably when I was there on the pro scene. What do you make of Dan Hill and his opportunity here in Phoenix coming up this weekend?
Well, you know, I met Dan at the Olympia, and he came up to me. He was all excited. He said he was going to make his pro debut at the Ironman. As we all know, the Ironman has been canceled after a great 20-year run. I seen the kid at Gold's Gym Venice. He's young. I think he still has a ways to go. He has tremendous drive, tremendous energy. And I just think that it's great to see a new face, and it's great to see somebody under 40, not to mention under 30 in the contest. But I think his time may come down the road. But at this point, you know, this is too tough a field to consider him a top five candidate.
Give me your top three real quick.
Top three, I'm going to go with Freeman. I'm calling for the upset in second place because you talk about his back's against the wall. My former student, Quincy Taylor, I'm going to predict he's going to come in great shape and grab second. Shock
long
people.
Shot of the year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going on a limb. I have to admit it. Probably a little biased here. And I got Hidetada Yamagishi third. And I'm going to add two more slots for you. Troy Alves in fourth. And in fifth, Tarek El-Satouchi. And sixth place, is it going to be Liberatore or Melvin Anthony?
I'm not sure six even matters. We're only qualifying three guys for the September showdown, going up against one, Jay Cutler, who will be defending his title, trying to go for number four at the Mr. Olympia.
We'll win number four at the Mr. Olympia.
Well, you know what? While I have you on the phone real quick, Lonnie, only two short weeks away after the Phoenix Pro, we're running into the Arnold Classic. Who walks off with that title? Is it three-time champion Dexter Jackson? Is it last year's winner Kai Greene, or the number two bodybuilder in the world at present, Branch Warren?
And don't forget Phil Heath.
Phil the Gist.
Those four guys legitimately, I'm actually calling this a four-way tie going into the favorites.
But only one can win.
Only one could win. I'm going with Dexter Jackson to tie Flex Wheeler's all-time Arnold record with four victories.
There you have it from the birthday boy, Big LT, the Swami, calling in on the eve of his 67.
Wait a minute. You were terrible in math.
Yeah, I suck at math. Anyways, Lonnie, I know you got some cake or ice cream waiting. I'm going to let you go. Do your thing. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. That's LT, the infamous Elvis Presley impersonator, calling in from Pasadena, where he resides out there. And he also has his West Coast Bodybuilding Championships coming up in the month of June. We'll have him back on the show to share that with us as well. Let's move right along. From LT and the IFBB to Mr. Gary Udit, our Pittsburgh liaison, coming at us with the news in the NPC. Gary Udit, you're on with MD Radio.
Sean, how are you?
Man, welcome back. It's been a few weeks, but as you've noticed, there's been a few changes. We have three-time Mr. Olympia now residing here at MD.
That's way cool. How about that?
Yeah, a lot of things are happening over here, becoming the number one multimedia source for bodybuilding and news and information. Gary, what's going on in the NPC?
You know, next up is, as you mentioned a little bit ago, is the Arnold Classic. And we've got the new Arnold Amateur, which they started a couple years ago. It's grown to huge proportions, and the quality is off the charts, especially with the advent of the making it an international event now. So a lot of competitors coming over from Europe and Mexico, and the quality is unbelievable.
Is that an IFBB event?
It is. It's IFBB Arnold Amateur Championships, open to anyone from anywhere around the world. And the Europeans have just jacked up the quality. There's a lot of guys actually that enter this thing that are actually world champions, but they haven't taken a pro card. So the quality of the event is phenomenal.
Yeah, and so following that Arnold Classic, which is actually, it's only been around, what, 2, maybe 3 years for the amateurs?
Yeah, this will be a third year for that, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens this year, because last year we noticed a little drop-off in the American athletes because the quality of the international event was so strong. So we'll see what happens this year with that, but always a phenomenal event, and it gives these amateur athletes a chance to compete on the Veterans Memorial stage, which is always cool for them.
Yeah, so do you think that, you know, the guys, the athletes, the amateur athlete getting ready for an amateur show are looking at the Europeans going, wow, they look like pros. I'm going to sit next year out? I mean, what's going on over there?
That's our only fear, is that when they turn this thing into an amateur event and these guys showed up and they're walked on stage and, you know, the quality is over the top. I mentioned to the one gentleman next to me from Poland, and I said, wow, this guy's really good. And he said, oh, yes, many times world champion. And I said, oh, he's been in the world championships. He goes, no. He goes, he won. He just didn't take the pro card because I think you know, a lot of times if they take the pro card, they don't get subsidized by the country anymore. So they come over here and they compete, and I guess they get some exposure and probably some financial gains from that, from their country. But we'll see what it does to the response from the American athletes, because it's tough to compete against those guys that they're in that kind of shape.
Yeah, it sounds like the Olympics, where these guys over there, I remember the boxers out in Cuba and Russians, they never turned professional, and yet they came in with a very long track record, plus they had the backing of not just a sponsor, but the backing financially of their country getting behind them. So it made for tough competition for the Americans, but I'm sure we'll make the necessary adjustments. It's just great, I think, that in that short time span that Jim Lorimer and Arnold Schwarzenegger could build this amateur show into something that rivals like a universe competition.
Well, leave it to the Lormers. I mean, you know, they go bigger and better with everything they do. High quality, first rate, and I'm sure it's going to pan out to be another phenomenal event this year.
Yeah, okay, so what's going on after that? So obviously that's going to be a humongous weekend. We'll see you there in three short weeks. Obviously, you're not going to the Phoenix Pro. A week ago, they did have a Phoenix NPC competition out there. Stryker Salmon promoted a competition out there that Jay Cutler guest posed at. But across the country, what do we have coming up in the way of the month of what? I guess we're going to go right into March.
Yeah, after the Arnold kind of kicks things off, then the week after that on the 13th is the Natural Western Regional out in Mesa. That's Miles Neusel's event. He does a terrific job promoting that. March 19th out in Honolulu, Ricky Suzuki puts on the Hawaiian Islands Championships. And then on March 20th, we start with a full slate and the San Diego Championships with John Lindsay, the Natural Ohio with Todd Pember and Dave Lieberman up in Lakewood, Ohio, is one of the biggest natural events in the country. The Sunshine Classic in Palm Beach Gardens is Frank Dalto's event. And Steve Schmall puts on the Utah Open out in Murray, Utah, and that's going to kick us into high gear for the season.
Well, after that, in terms of turning the corner after the Arnold Classic, we are going to be coming up with the Australian Pro Championships, which, again, Kai Greene won a year ago. It seems, Gary, every time the Arnold Classic champion wins, they go to Australia and they walk off with that championship.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who makes that trip this year. A lot of guys, sometimes they don't like to travel that far, but, you know, I can't imagine why. I mean, I'd be heading for that show every time. I got to, just to throw in my two cents, I look for Tony Freeman to have a big, big year this year. I think he's the guy.
Yeah, I just had Lonnie Teeper on the line. He believes that Tony Freeman is the man to beat come this weekend. What do you think he's going to land going into the Arnold Classic following the Phoenix show? Let's assume that Tony Freeman wins the contest that he's supposed to win, being a top Olympian, and he doesn't get upset by somebody like a Melvin Anthony who might shock the world, or even old man Troy Alves, or even up-and-coming Hita Tata. Let's say Tony wins the Phoenix. Where does he land then going into the Arnold Classic?
It only depends on which Tony Freeman shows up. You know, if it's the Tony Freeman that he can be, and, you know, I'm sure he's gotten bigger and better than he was last September, and I'm positive he's not going to make any mistakes. You know, last year he got jammed up with a little injury at the last moment, and he shows up hard and dry. Tony Freeman can stand there with anyone, and he's going to be in the mix for that Arnold Classic, guaranteed, doesn't matter who shows up. So I'm looking for huge things from Tony Freeman this year, highly respected athlete who continues to get better every single year.
Spoken like someone who knows. Mr. Gary Uta calling in from Pittsburgh, PA. We'll see you in a few short weeks and talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean. See you in a couple weeks.
All right, that's Gary Uta calling in. We're going to take our first commercial break, but first let's bring on our featured guest of the day, the mind from Fullerton, California, Milos Sarchev. Milos, are you on the air?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Welcome to MD Radio. I know you had a few problems trying to get in on the lines. They were hot. What's going on with you real quick? We're going to take a first commercial break, but are you ready to get into this conversation?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. You're calling in from Coliseum Gym?
No, I'm calling actually from home.
All right. We got Milos Sarchev on MD Radio. We're going to take our first commercial break, come back, and get into the mind of Mr. Milos Sarchev right after this.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
The biggest rage in bodybuilding is Dark Rage. Dark Rage sets a new standard in pre-workout supplementation and muscle pumps with its advanced new EPO blood doping technology. Dark Rage's mind-altering activators put you in a state of temporary rage and fury, allowing you to take your training intensity to a new level of insanity. From your very first rep, Dark Rage's EPO blood doping technology forces more blood through your garden hose veins as a surge of raw power is triggered by Dark Rage's advanced anabolic agents, allowing you to train heavier, harder, and longer so you can grow bigger and stronger. Dark Rage is the biggest rage in bodybuilding. Feel the rage at www.getmhp.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number 1 talk station.
Number 1 talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie. So
we're on episode 48 here on MD Radio with the mind, Milos Sarchev, better known as Mishko, born July the 17th, 1964. Milos, are you 45 or 46? Just turned 46?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 39.
I know you've never really been good with numbers, but real quick, Milos, the mind, where do you get the moniker? I mean, you're a pretty cerebral guy, but how do you think you came about that title, Milos the Mind?
Actually, the first time I have seen it, it was a feature in Flex when we had your picture and my picture right next to each other, and then it was mouth against mind. And I was really curious to see who is who, and thankfully I got the right nickname.
Well, Milos, you're
Well, I don't know. I believe there was Jim Schmuck and Peter McGrath with the game address.
You are known.
I'm going to take an approach to everything.
Okay, well, you are known in the industry as one of the premier gurus. You've worked with many bodybuilders. Give me the short list of bodybuilders that you've you worked with on the top echelon of the professional ranks.
Well, I would maybe just mention that the biggest improvements in the guys that did it with me. and I was studying Master from 94. I mean, it was really nice to see that Master looked like after 94. Olympia 94 was his last show, and then 95 from January until May, Houston show, and another champions. That was basically the difference that I made with him. Look at the start of 2003 in November. Actually, Sean Ray was doing that very well. It was a Sean Ray played a muscle camp with Baxter, right. Jay, and stuff.
Right.
We had that after the Nationals. That was a bird, and we decided that I came in my lunch break to start working with him. That was, I believe, mid-November 2003. Mm-hmm. And you see what he did by February of 2004, when he was playing with the Ironman behind Baxter and Lee Priest and going all the way to the third at Olympia. So from the 25th place, he was 24th out of 25 guys at the 2002 Olympia. 2003, he didn't play so many of the shows. And then 2004, he became a top three contender.
Yeah, you've taken several guys from the back of the pack to the front of the line, but it seems like a lot of people, they kind of come and they go. It seems like everyone's searching for the Holy Grail. They'll work with one guru for a minute, have a measure of success, and then take off for what they think may be greener pastures, and it just seems like they constantly bounce around. Why is it, do you think, that people constantly go from one guru to the next, even in the middle of having success?
Well, so I think I encourage people trying different things and, gaining experience. We all learn from each other. I'm sure you remember I learned something from you back in 91, 92, and then you pick up some that I told you. I have nothing against learning from each other, but when you have some system that obviously works, and then you're trying to fix something that's not broken, that's usually when it goes bad. If you look at Dennis Waltz, for example, 2006 was his last season that he worked in his own, and 2007 I started working with him. New York show that I think he should have run hands down, he preferred. And then Keystone he won convincingly. Going to the Olympia, he was not further to top 10 for mostly the people, but I knew that he had actually potential to win it.
Right.
Unfortunately, he didn't get the call out with Jay Cutler. He was sent next to Jay Cutler at the final show, which was the plan. I told him that no matter what, he took that chance and walked right next to Jay before the first round actually starts. And that even though Jim Mannion and other people were probably calling to go back in line, he was number one, and Jay was last 20-something. I think that if audience would see Jay and Dennis standing next to each other, and Jim Mannion would say, tell them number one, go back in line, and you're very stupid, you say, speak no English, and stand there for like 20 seconds, audience will not allow Jim to put Dennis back.
So do you think Dennis James could have beat Jay Cutler? Is that what you're telling me, that Dennis James could have beaten Jay on that day?
Dennis James, Dennis Wolf. I'm sorry, did I say James?
Yeah, are you talking about Dennis Wolf? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Well, there's so many Dennis's, what can you do? Okay, I thought it was, well, I guess Dennis James is first time for many years. I guess he was first in mind. Sorry.
Okay.
My apologies because I confused, I guess, just about everyone.
Well,
Dennis Schultz in 2007 Olympia was, I believe, he was clearly top three, and then I actually started winning that show.
So what do you think? What do you think that guy Dennis Wolf needed to do? Because clearly, under your tutelage, I think he came in his best condition. He tried to play the mask game with Chad Nichols, and now he's abandoned. Chad Nichols says he's going to do his own thing. He's competing at the Night of Champions in May. If you're on the outside looking in, what are you going to tell him he needs to do to come correct?
Well, again, I look at his physique as one of the best structurally. I mean, that height, small waist, like, Travis's, you know, shoulders are really spectacular. I would say, and so I found this quite convincingly, he has the widest left spread I have ever seen in my life.
Right.
And the biggest deep taper. I mean, people maybe have as wide back. Every book comes to mind, 12 stabs, but nobody has such a dramatic deep taper. Dennis said this even back in 2006 when I started working with him. He has a spectacular left upper length, so to say. I'm good with no improvements, and I was really super pleased with the test either. But the 2007 Olympia, actually, the way we presented the package, when we super load, had to basically gain about 15 pounds in the last 3 days, which people still don't understand. You've never seen Dennis that big. And what happened in 2008, reported that he was 18 pounds heavier, but he was nowhere close to being looking as big as he was on the stage in 2007.
Right. So do you see yourself working with him again in the near future as he tries? He's only 30. As he tries to get into that Olympia, and actually try to win one, do you see yourself in his camp once more?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Of course, I love Dennis. He's my friend, and I know this is a private shy in a couple of other things. But Germans are a little bit slow, as far as getting to their head that there is something that works. Should not change. Hi, Dennis. I hope you remember this. Anyway, you see, this is a good show. He's my Wheater athlete.
He's with Wheater, yes.
Okay,
he's still listening
to the show.
He's moving to Vegas.
Is this live or
anything? I'm sorry?
This is live show?
Yeah, we are live here at MD Radio, Milos. People around the world are listening to you as you speak with your Serbian accent.
Look at the food and then that's your letter, right?
Sorry?
Okay, well, I'm going to say something that I'm going to surprise actually a couple of people, but I was telling this behind the back, Sean. I didn't want to say it before, but listen to you guys. Sean Ray is coming to win Mr. Olympia 2010.
Thank you.
He heard this from me, and this is something that he's going to deny, but don't believe. He's training, and he's set to compete again. And for Julia Bergman, you can remember, 17-year-old layoff, Julia had won Olympia before, but came back to win it.
Milos, what would give you the impression that I could win the Olympia? I've been in the gym for 1 week in 2010.
Because of muscle memory, right? Because of muscle maturity that you presented up to 2001, I believe. I've been seeing that muscle memory does for Francis Gonzalo, let's say, Vince Taylor, Gary Steidham, to name a few. Those guys are considerably older than you. And Sean, I know that you're straight and ugly, but you had a hell of a physique, and one of those was a little impressed.
Well, a comeback for me is a very huge step since I got 1 week under my belt, but we're on the phone with Milos Sarchev, the owner of Coliseum Gym in Fullerton. Milos, you competed in upwards of, what, 80 contests before your career was over?
What are you talking about, man?
How many contests have you competed in?
I did 110 shows altogether and 72 professionals.
And you're not done. It sounds like you're going to compete again, correct?
Of course. But let me see my advice to turn the gear so I can get inspired again. I had one of the best workouts, and I would like to say this to you guys. Sean is one of the most intense people who can show it. He's not focused on my life. He's not afraid of bandwidth and the breath and so on. When Sean shows, there is no picnic, he's very rarely goes to fight. And he's going to be back in no time.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Milos. When will you be on stage? Tell your fans listening around the world what contest and what day.
Well, that really depends on a few issues. If you have some extra arms, I can tell you.
Will it be in 2010?
2010, there is a possibility, seriously. I don't see it up until the end of the year, but more or less it will be in 2011 first future. Actually, I'm going to do another show as usual. In fact, people can do another thing.
Awesome. Well, real quick, Milos, we're going to take a commercial break. Coming on right behind you is a guy you've been working with, 23-year-old Dan Hill from Germany. We're going to go into a commercial break, but really quick, what do you have to say about him before I bring him on the air?
I'm here for Dan?
Dan Hill. Yes, he's waiting.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much. You guys will be shocked to see improvements you made in the short period of time. And I'm really interested to say, if you see that video tables were muted, I feel something quite partially, I guess, a couple of years ago. He took it to the heart and he changed his balance. He has a structure and he's improving dramatically fast. Yes, I'm still needing improvement. But you're going to see the shape, and you're going to see the size and the width, everything that's better. Should have the commissions, the relations, filings. These are actually being surprised with the show. I guarantee you that.
All right,
and
Niels.
We'll see them actually do some damage.
All right, well, we'll be in your gym to get your preview on the Phoenix Pro Championships before the week is up, so that video clip will be online before Saturday's competition. Really quick, tell me one person who walks off with the Phoenix Pro this Saturday night.
Scotty Green is competing, but I'm not sure if he's competing.
Tony Freeman, Melvin Anthony, Hita Tata, Dan Hill, Mike Liberace.
Okay, so the Scotty Green, I'm going to say this with a great confidence. It's about time. The last couple of shows that he answered, they're doing great for him. It was definitely his show at Lamy Studio and so on. And this time, I'm sorry, Tony, Melvin. Melvin, you know you're picking for Arnold Classic. Why don't you just stay home and pick for Arnold?
Wow.
He's coming to win the show.
Hide Tata's going to win the contest?
Oh, yeah.
All right. From Milos to mine, we'll be in touch. Milos, we'll see you at the end of the week. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
All right. That's Milos Sarchev calling in from actually Fullerton, California, by way of Serbia. The accent's still very strong. We're going to take a commercial break. Come back with the youngest IFBB pro bodybuilder in the game today, the German sensation, Dan Hill, right after this commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Vitargo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
MuscleMatch introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, Enoxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. Enoxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. Enoxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. Enoxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the truth
and these other boys phony. You're listening to episode 49 of MD Radio, and I'm your host, Sean Ray, calling in by way of Germany. Now, out here in California, I believe on his way to Las Vegas, the youngest IFBB professional to join the ranks, German sensation Dan Hill. Daniel, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Big fan. Sean.
Thanks for being invited to MD Radio. How are you doing?
It's good, man. It says here that you were born on June the 3rd. No, that's not your birthday. When's your birthday?
It's February 21.
That's right.
So one day after Phoenix.
I screwed that one up, didn't I? You got a birthday weekend and an IFBB Pro contest to go along with it. Tell us about the rise, man. It has got to feel pretty good knowing that you're going to be getting a little bit older, at the same time getting your feet wet on your first pro show.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a great pleasure to be there. You know, it's first of all the goal I had for many years now. I was focused for 2 years to compete at the Ironman, and well, of course, now it's the Phoenix Pro. But I'm very excited already, and so many people told me 2 years ago that I have no chance to reach this. So only to be there is a success for me already, and now that I started to work with Milos for the last 2 weeks and made so many improvements in such a short time, I'm really convinced about making a good impact, and I'm just looking forward to the next days, and, you know, everything for me is exciting right now, and I'm just enjoying every day here in California.
Yeah, it seems like you're living the dream, man. You came out of what city out of Germany are you from?
Well, actually, I come from Frankfurt am Main, so quite in the center of Germany.
Yeah.
So, good place to travel around the world, which you always have to do as a pro bodybuilder. So I think the perfect location anyways, because we have really good gyms. I mean, most of the Americans might know the gym of Marcus Ruhl from his DVDs, the Outworld gym. This is actually also a place where I train. And so we got the best hardcore gyms in Frankfurt, I think.
Yeah, so. And you came out and you started training a little bit down there at Gold's Gym. And what's that like? You see any of the top guys out there that you, had dreams of aspiring to be when you were down there training at Gold, some of the big-time bodybuilding people?
Yeah, actually, well, now I enjoy more training at Colosseum Gym, of course, but, of course, Gold's Gym is the atmosphere is, you know, it's such a magic in this place. And, of course, you always have to be there to get seen, to meet people, and also most of the photo shoots are happening there. So still one of the most important places, and enjoy every day when I'm there.
Yeah, it's a far cry from Germany. You've got your first pro contest. You're working with Milos the Mind. So what is that all about? Is it everything that you thought it is? I know Milos is a firm believer on doing giant sets and training at a very fast pace. I myself, having to train very fast, I'm not real big on giant sets. But what dynamic has he brought to your pro debut that you weren't doing before you turned pro?
Well, the giant sets is first of all, of course, a real improved workout. It was a real shock for my body, but the improvements because of this shock, they were really tremendous now, and I see the improvements in fullness, you know, in condition, and I'm surprised myself about what was happening in the last, let's say, only 10 days, and so I'm really looking forward in working together with him also in the future and for a very long time, and we are having high goals now, and well, let's just see if we can surprise some people at the Phoenix already. So,
well, in trying to surprise some people, there'll be people that are very familiar to you in the form of Tony Freeman, Melvin Anthony, Hidetada Yamaguchi. These are guys that are household names. What are your expectations stepping on the stage this weekend? Do you have a small personal goal that you'd like to achieve?
Well, my first goal I already achieved. I showed the people who are so negative about my pro debut that I can make it, only being 23 years old. And well, what is now happening with the placing? I cannot predict. So it's my first pro show. I'm just coming here. Nobody knows me that much, but of course, I mean, Milos and myself, we will try to bring the best condition. And so I cannot go for the muscle mass or for the maturity, of course, but if I can, yeah, beat some guys condition-wise, maybe I can also surprise and beat one of the big names, which would be the biggest success of all, of course. And you never know what is happening, and, well, we'll see. I mean, I added, like, well, 20 to 25 pounds of muscle in the last 2 years, so definitely I will be as big as never before. And also in the condition, Milos is shooting for my best condition ever, which I really believe now. So he surprised me so much in the last few days. So I also think there will be the next surprise when I look in the mirror on Saturday morning, and of course on the pictures on the stage. So I'm really optimistic, and let's see what Phoenix will bring. And I cannot predict how it will look next to the big guys, because I never stood next to them on stage. So,
well, Dan, we're going to guarantee that you get plenty of photos standing next to those guys for your birthday. I want to wish you all the best.
The photos are the best memories, and I took photos, so.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in to MD Radio. We're going to follow your progress this weekend when three-time Mr. Olympia joins me on the play-by-play, and we have the video exclusive rights to the video footage for MD, and we're going to see a lot of coverage there, man. So congratulations on your first pro show, and all the best.
Thank you very much for everything, and thank you for this interview, and what a great pleasure for me. And see you in Phoenix then.
All right, Big Dan Hill on his birthday weekend, getting ready for the Phoenix Pro Championships. We're going to bring up one of his competitors calling in from Colorado, 40-plus bodybuilder, but yet he says he's at his all-time best, Mr. Andy Hammond. Crazy Andy, are you there? Andy, I know I called you crazy, but you can say hello. Andy, does your phone work?
I was just taking a nap there.
So another Andy Hammond moment. You probably got me on speakerphone too, don't you? You're doing a radio show.
Oh, I was just watching Lion King with my kids, and I fell asleep, and Sam finally woke me up. So.
Well, Andy, it's just a radio show that everybody's listening to around the world. So, welcome to MD Radio, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Tell me about. Okay, you are. What are you? 42.
Yeah, 42. I'll be 42.
Father of four kids.
Yes, sir.
And how many pro shows have you done? I've seen you compete before.
I've done three pro shows.
And so what's different about Arizona? This is very close to your backyard. Tell me what's going on with this weekend.
Well, I'm probably about as good as I'll ever get, and I'm certainly the best that I've ever been as far as condition. I'm holding my size well. I haven't been eating very many Pop-Tarts, so it's been pretty good. I'm harder and just as big as I've ever been. So it's fun. I've been doing this like you for a long, long time, longer than Dan Hill's been alive. and by the way, my mother's from Mainz, Germany.
Oh, that's good. Well, listen, we could hear you better if you take us off speakerphone, because it sounds like you're in a tunnel. But yeah, you've been around the game for a long time, lifting weights and raising your kids, and I want to get your perspective real quick on what this competition means. So, you know, you kind of clown around on the boards and people kind of take you kind of lightly and loosely, but you seem to be pretty serious about your bodybuilding.
How's that? Can you hear me better?
A lot better. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, well, you know, I've competed as an athlete my whole life. I'm much the same as most people in athletics. And, you know, the competition thing is still a serious matter for me, but you know, I've been in so many different competitions in wrestling and coaching and as a competitor and a little bit in bodybuilding that I certainly realize now that, you know, that there's other things in life. So we're trying to have as much fun as possible along the way, too. So, you know, I can't get wrapped up so much in win-win-win like I used to when I was younger. I've got to be able to, you know, make the travel, make the whole process win situation for my whole family, my kids, my wife, and for myself. So, you know, going, you know, balls out 100% and sacrificing everything for everything and just to win a show is not a realistic thing in my life. So,
well, what's going to be your height and weight real quick for this competition? What do you think you're going to weigh?
I'll probably weigh 260. 260? I'll probably get down to around 55 and carb up.
What are you, 6 foot?
260, yeah. I'm 6
foot. How tall are you?
6 foot.
Yeah, 6 foot.
Five and a half.
We're right on eight. Yeah. And we're running short on time, Andy. I'm sorry because Milos had problems with his phone. He cut into your time, man. But we're going to be there in Phoenix, Arizona. Appreciate you contributing to the boards. The photos are awesome. I love the MD cover shots that you manufactured there. And you said one of your wishes before your career is over is to do what with MD?
I certainly want to get a cover shot with MD. I want to get a photo shoot there, too. So we'll make it crazy and fun, and we'll certainly create a big buzz if you guys give me that opportunity. So,
all right. Well, Andy, bring it to Phoenix, man, and we'll pass it by the boss, man. You got some fans on the board, so keep us posted.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
All right, that's Andy Hammond calling in from Colorado, moments away from his fourth pro competition at 260 pounds, 6 foot and blonde. All right, we're going to take our final commercial break and come back with our special guest board member, Howard, calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, right after this.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it. That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid
rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to bpxsports.com. That's bpxsports.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Once again, we're listening to episode 49 of MD Radio in the shadow of the Winter Olympic Games, which started over the weekend, where unfortunately we saw the passing of an untimely young guy at 21 years old, a loser, crashed to his death. A Russian kid out of Georgia, Nodar Kimurashvili. I just butchered his last name, but condolences go out to his family. It's a very tough sport, luging. For those of you that have not seen the incident, it was very graphic and disheartening, but yet the Olympic Games go on, as do the radio show, and we've got calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, MD's special guest member, Howard. Howard, how you doing, buddy?
Our a little bit of snow, teacher. But we have cleared up, and we are looking good right now. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta.
Howard, you're a school teacher. Did you follow this episode where the kid crashed in the Olympic Games the other day, right before opening night?
Yes, I did. And I thought, you know, we're looking at that. My wife was watching it, and she saw that with the pole, and her perception was the same as mine. Is what in the world do they have a support pole with a guy's going 80, 90 miles an hour? And even if he did steer slightly wrong, it's inevitable that may happen. Even the best athletes in the world make mistakes. Why didn't they have some sort of retaining wall? And apparently they've got that now, and it's tragic. An athlete to lose his life that young, doing the sport he loved. Sadly, that does happen when they're going that fast and they're pushing the envelope. And, you know, I think all of our, prayers and thoughts go out to his family at a time like that. That's all you can really say.
It's amazing the heart of an Olympian athlete like that of a bodybuilder. This kid told his dad prior to the Olympic Games, he said, listen, Dad, he says, I will win or I will die trying. And from the mouth of a 21-year-old, it seems, you know, truer words could not have been spoken, but he certainly will be missed in the sport of luging. And it does, sometimes in death you get change. And I think, like you said, those retaining walls have been put up and the Olympic Games go on. Howard, you're a school teacher. You're also one of the premier posters on the boards. I wouldn't call you a controversial person, but yet, for whatever reason, people seem to be drawn to you. You're a good, you're a judge, an NPC judge, and it seems that you're well-versed on lots of different subject matter on the boards. How did that come to be for you, being here home at the MD boards?
Well, I started, as you know, posting around, getting involved in it. And basically what I tried to do was get out there and not just post an anonymous, you know, what I call like a hit-and-run type of affair, but to actually make people think a little bit. I could care less if someone agrees with me on a bodybuilding board.
Right.
But what I'd like them to do is just think a little bit. Like if they put out there, this guy has got a horrible physique. He has... Now, well, why? Why does he have a horrible physique? You know, or if you can't come up with anything decent, at least be funny.
Right.
I mean, a sport and everything is supposed to be entertaining. And I think when people put something out there with some passion, and I know you know this yourself, Sean, and some of the things you said, they may not expect everybody to agree with them, but they're going to put it out, I believe, with passion. And I've always been of this school of thought that if you can't stand behind your words and you can't be reasonable and you can't say it with a little bit of conviction and passion, there's no sense doing it. There's no sense being mealy-mouthed and talking out of the both sides of your mouth at the same time. You know,
yeah,
so that's
like,
the way it was.
It does seem there are certain board members that get a little bit more out of the boards than others because it can be used as a learning tool. Like you said, you post a wide variety of subject matter that people from different backgrounds and walks of life have a tendency to chime in. You get some pretty decent dialogue. You're well-versed. At 51 years old, you've got your bio up there, being a physics teacher and a former Marine, and it sounds like you're pretty educated. But here you are, you know, you're an NPC judge of bodybuilding. what are we missing right now, Howard? Are we on the right track in terms of where we're going in bodybuilding with the amateurs and the professionals?
Absolutely not. And I don't mean that just, and I don't want to get into the weeds and the drug thing, because all sports have that, and like, that's just a whole separate issue. Talk about that for hours. What I'd like to see is improved promotion. This show is a great start on it. Your show in Colorado, I know there's always problems in being able to put things together in bodybuilding, getting sponsors and everything. And I understand that. But your show was run right. And I'm not saying that because you're on the air. I said this before, I've even talked to you before. You put it in a beautiful venue. You had the expo with it. I'd say that Betty Pariso and her husband, Ed, two of the best people, are also doing a great job of organized, classy promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Arnold Classic. My God, you've got Arnold there. You've got, you know, named celebrities. Everybody and his brother turns out for that event. Is it just bodybuilding? No. It's an event. And that's what you've got to do. All the other little negative things will go into the background if we can do that. The second thing is the sports become very insular. I had Ken Sprague Sr., who, by the way, you know, is the guy that ran the first Gold's Gym that they filmed Pumping Iron in. He teaches math across the hall from me.
Oh, okay.
And
Ken Sprague.
He got him out of retirement to judge the MPC Georgia last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked him, how's the sport changed? And he says, well, you know, the guys are actually better, and there's more older guys in the sport. He says, but it's just everybody knows everybody in the contest now in the audience. He said, that's not the way it was when I was doing it. We had, like, a parade down Santa Monica Boulevard. We really tried to get it on, you know, a wider variety of shows, and there's a different mentality you have to do with that. You can't be as insular, and you have to be able to go out there and market the thing and work hard at that. For example, I just got my tickets from the show that's going to be down in Orlando, the Europa from the Parisos. They're extremely well organized. Other places I've tried to get a ticket, and you'd think I was trying to, you know, buy uranium from Iran or something. It's ridiculous. But that's the big thing, is the quality of the show promotion, I think, trumps everything else. You know, that's the thing you can get sponsors with. That's the thing you can get, you know, celebrities and everything else with. That's just my two cents on that.
Well, Howard, I wanted to give you your 5 minutes of fame here on MD Radio, because what you're doing is nothing short of amazing in terms of expanding people's thought process from religion to judging to just, you know, regular everyday life that people have to deal with. We appreciate your input on the boards. But speaking of show promotions, this weekend, Saturday, February the 20th, at Mesa Arts Center in Phoenix, Arizona, we've got the Phoenix Pro Championships, where we'll see showcase men's bodybuilding, 202 professional bodybuilding, women's professional bodybuilding, and pro figure. You'll see Yaksani Orokin Garcia, Lindsay Zoa, Janine Pepperoni, Gail Moir, Betty Pariso, Diana Standback will be there on the women's bodybuilding side, and as well we'll have Mindy Smith, Chandra Tanji, Felicia Romero, Phoenix, Arizona's home child, and several other pro figure girls will be competing there. But the main event, Itatari Yamaguchi, Troy Owls, Melvin Anthony, the White Rhino, Quincy Taylor, Liberatore, Daniel Hill, Tony Freeman, and others will be showcasing their talents for Striker Salmon. Visit www.strikersalmon.com. Actually, it's strikerx.com for more show information. Howard, it's been a pleasure having you here on MD Radio. For the rest of this week, it's going to be the Phoenix Pro Blitz contest video, contest updates. And we'll come back hopefully next week with a winner for
Absolutely.
Muscular Development Magazine. And Steve Bleckman, I'm your host, Sean Ray. See you on episode number 50. On a mission for them greens. Lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like I robbed Liberace. It's...
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.